We've been looking at Acts chapter 19, verses 13 through 14. In verse 13, Luke says to us, "Now there were some itinerant Jewish exorcists who tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those with evil spirits." As part of looking at the background, we've been talking about the fact that Jesus had absolute power over demons. That was not the case at the time with his disciples. And so we've been seeing how in Matthew 17 and Mark chapter 1, Jesus simply speaks to the demons and they, of course, leave. As John MacArthur notes, it was always a case of authority. Watch this, he says. There was never a struggle involved. There was only absolute authority. You know, in the case of the demon-possessed boy at the foot of the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus clearly told the disciples what their problem was. He said, "You lack faith." So let me suggest from what we have seen so far that there was a second reason. They clearly lacked Jesus' authority. Now I'm going to venture a theological side point here. Why did Jesus have absolute authority over demons? We've already stated one obvious answer, because he was God in the flesh. But let me suggest a parallel reason. Jesus had no sin. In no point in his inner or outer life was he compromised by any sin. So why do I bring that up? The Apostle John helps us make the connection between sin and Satan's authority in 1 John 3:8 when he writes this, "But when people keep on sinning, it shows that they belong to the devil who has been sinning since the beginning. But the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil." Jesus was sinless. Sinless in his inner core, unlike us. Therefore, Satan and demons had zero authority over him. They had the inability to resist him. The disciples, however, like us, were not sinless. Thus, their authority was not absolute. Were the disciples given authority over demons? Yes, in the commission of their ministry. In Luke chapter 10, we read how Jesus sent out a group of 70 disciples into the neighboring villages and cities he intended to preach at. And among his instruction, Jesus told them, "Heal the sick who are there and tell them the kingdom of God has come near you." When the 70 returned, they told Jesus, "Even the demons submit to us in your name." Now, I know that Jesus warned them not to get an inflated ego over the demon's submission to them, but let's not miss the greater point. Jesus gave them his authority and sent them out. They were undoubtedly using Jesus' name when they ministered to those under the control of demons, and the demons obeyed. This point is critical in understanding Luke's story about the 7 Jewish exorcists who were operating at Ephesus. Again, he records, "Now there were some itinerant Jewish exorcists who tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those with evil spirits. They would say, 'I command you by Jesus whom Paul proclaims.' 7 sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this." We'll see what happened next time on Verse by Verse.